Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you made time in your schedule to share these next few minutes together. We have been looking at afflictions in the life of a Christian. We began by looking at the passage of Scripture found in Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Praise God. And as I shared earlier this week, the choice that the King James translators used, that word afflictions, it's I think much of greater severity than we have recognized and realized. Affliction is, the noun, is a state of being afflicted, the cause of persistent pain or distress. To afflict someone is to distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish, to trouble or to injure. That's the verb form. And as we shared on yesterday's broadcast, we may not have realized it because sometimes we sort of assume from a standpoint of faith that our faith should and will triumph over everything we go through. But to perhaps get a wrong understanding or perspective of what a victorious Christian life is like, it doesn't mean someone is free from trials and afflictions. We look at the victorious life, for example, of the disciples of Paul, all that he went through. In fact, when God called him, he told him how much things he should suffer. Now, does that mean we just go around and expect nothing but sorrow and unhappiness in our lives? No, but we have to have a scriptural basis and understanding of why they occur. And not just say, oh, well, it's just a work of the enemy. God has many purposes in affliction. Do they come from Him? All pain, sorrow, suffering, death, sin, those do not come from God. They are a result of man's disobedience at the beginning with Adam and Eve when they fell. But the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 3:3, we are appointed to affliction, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know. In other words, you know that we are appointed thereunto. So they should not come as a surprise to us, and unfortunately, sometimes they're very severe as well as prolonged. But the important thing is, beloved, what I pray that you will catch a glimpse of greater understanding from Scripture, as I myself hope to, because sometimes, you know, when you're going through a lot of pain, discomfort, trouble, whatever it is, you're just so caught up in what you're suffering, you don't realize what's going on. And so it's extremely critical we understand what is spiritually going on in afflictions. And it's a complex understanding, many different facets to it. Now, we know the wicked suffer afflictions. We know that from the Word of God. It's a result of their continual sin and impenitence. They're not willing to repent. They're not willing to follow God. And why does that happen? It's as an example to others, or perhaps it's even as a result of their persecution of the saints. But what about afflictions in the life of the righteous? How do we respond to them? How do we react to them? What do we do? Those that occur personally in our own lives, but also in the lives of those we care about, family, loved ones, other believers, church family, spiritually, those that we're close to. And there are many aspects in understanding fully the nature and purposes of afflictions. And we're, as I said, we are we're going to stay the course. There are a lot of different aspects, and we'll be looking at a future time. But we do have to understand we are in spiritual warfare. It's because of the fallen world that we live in. Also, our fallen nature. God has redeemed us. But it is possible, even though our spirit man has been saved, we are a child of God, we can allow the fleshly nature, the carnal natures, to rule us. And that's the definition of a carnal Christian, if you will. And so we have to understand that we are, first of all, in spiritual warfare. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Beloved, he's free. This lion walking around, he's free unless you bind him. Bind. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Resist, submit to God, then you can resist him. Amen. And so, afflictions arise in terms of spiritual warfare in that context, often from professions of the gospel. In other words, you're doing what God commanded. What is our game plan, our instructions from the Lord? It's the great commandment. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But there is a passage I'd like to share with you found in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 10 and 12. "But thou," this is Paul writing, of course, "thou hast fully known," he's writing to his son Timothy, "my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." And I've got to read verse 12. "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." There you have it, friends. There's not maybe, might. It's not, it's shall. It's very definitive. So we will, as a result of, because we're light, and those that are refuse to turn to God, they're in darkness. God is blind. The devil has blinded their eyes that they can't receive the truth of the gospel. But God gives many opportunities. I don't believe he sends anyone to be where the devil is, the place that is designed for Satan and his workers, unless they have a full knowledge of what they're doing and they choose not to accept the Lord. God never designed hell for mankind. And so, we have to accept the fact that as we are believers in Christ, and as we share the gospel, as we're professors of the gospel, afflictions will arise because of that. And then also an aspect of trials and afflictions. Remember, I can't recall the actual verse, but in Psalm 119, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." And it talks about the chastening of the Lord. And sometimes those are the deeper purposes in what we go through. And the results of trials are brought about, those afflictions, sometimes because there's sin in our lives. We're going in a direction or doing something that is not pleasing to the Lord. He knows the future, and he wants to stop us from heading down that path. And so we do experience the chastening of the Lord. That's another whole subject we'll be sharing in the future. And we better be grateful and thank God that we are chastened, because Paul says, you know, if you're not chastened, you're a bastard. You don't belong to God. There's no son that a father doesn't chasten. And so as a good father, he keeps a tender, loving eye on us. And he does, I think he says in Jeremiah, again, I don't know where, he does not willingly afflict the sons of men. He only does it out of love. There's never meanness. There's never vengeance. He's doing it because of his love for us and because he wants the best for us. So, what's the most important part of what I'm sharing today, what I've been sharing these last few days? In terms of our attitudes, we have to understand, and our understanding, all sickness, all death, all suffering, mental and emotional suffering, and physical, are authored by the devil. That was never God's plan. And we have, through Jesus, an atonement of the cross on our side, if you will. That's the whole purpose of Jesus' coming. He came to destroy, capital, destroy, make of none effect, the works of the devil for those who will believe and put their trust in Jesus. And he's come to heal his people spiritually and physically in every area of their lives. Isaiah 53, an immortal passage, verses 4 and 5, he's borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And beloved, we need to embrace the whole counsel of God. Yes, we should focus on being prosper and being in health. We should focus on having the faith of God. But if we carry things to an extreme, we can be simplistic and short-sighted. We can be correct in the letter, but we can err in spirit. We have to beware of the wiles of the enemy. That's why I'm taking the time and going through the detail that I am. Like, you know, we certainly don't want to praise God for the affliction. What do? We need to praise God in the affliction. Quite a bit of difference. Affliction comes from the enemy. God knows how to use it. Have you found that out? Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a close, and we're going to be sharing much more in the days ahead. I invite you to tune in. If you're a relatively new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. Should you miss a broadcast, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast to listen anytime at your convenience. I do urge you to write. There's a great blessing that God reserves for the letters. Sometimes I'll read a letter God gave me 10 years ago, and it's like, I personally get blessed. It's like, oh my goodness, it didn't even seem like I wrote it, because it's the Holy Spirit moving through Scripture, through words of exhortation, to bless and to edify and to comfort. And so I invite you to write. If you send an email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I could respond back in a personal way, although I will always pray and always confirm receipt. I love you, beloved UCM partners, radio family. Pray for you every day. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.